level at half time, when you're under pressure, it's the perfect time for a man to come up with a second half hat trick for you.
Well, funny, we were just debating there. Did Tiernan get all three? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. No, look, at half time, I didn't think we were under pressure. We weren't playing well enough, and we put ourselves in a position where we were going to have to dig up a bit deeper in the second half. But I thought we hurt a whole lot smarter in the second half. We got the ball into the forwards a lot quicker, and from that there we got the goals, and I'm delighted for Tiernan because he's a really, really good hurler, you know, and to come up with a second half hat trick, something else.
Just skipping temporarily away from this game, probably your two most difficult games still to come in this before you can even think of a Croke Park appearance.
No, we're not thinking of Croke Park at all, but I wouldn't say that, you know, Armagh are a good team. Don't, because we've beat them, people start to think Armagh aren't a good team. You've seen there today, they put it up to us. They played some very smart hurling. They were trying to get in through our defence for goals in the first half, which is what we were expecting and we had worked on in training during the week. And I thought our defence in the first half stood up to them very, very well. The last three games were always going to be the ones, Armagh, Roscommon and Donegal. We've ticked off one of those. We need to go now, concentrate on Roscommon. We've 2 weeks to prepare for that, 2 weeks to work hard in Gervaihe. I believe Donegal and Roscommon drew today, which puts a bit of a spanner in the works for them. So, look, we've two cracks at getting to Croke Park. If we won either of the next two games, I think we'll be there, but we'll just be focusing on Roscommon.
You mentioned there the defence, Michael. I mean, the first half performance was pretty solid, but the second half, particularly Owen McKee, we thought was absolutely outstanding.
Well, Owen McKee has developed into one of the best defenders we have in our group, and he was a lad who would be more known for playing football, and you know, he didn't commit to us last year, and he got him to come and commit this year, and he's just went from strength to strength, week in, week out. He's at full back now. He was up against a really good player there in Dean Gaffney. And then Owen McGuinness, you know, they're top players and at this level, and Owen dealt with them very, very well. They come out of defence, and his distribution of the ball when he comes out with it is excellent. His vision, he's just a top player for us now. Yeah, I'm delighted for him.
Yeah, another good performance from Reeve and goals, distribution excellent, good saves, good communication. There's no way the back line were going anyway. Slagging off with
Reeve
behind
him. Reeve would be sore on them at times, you know. But listen, Reeve pulled off a brilliant save there. He tipped it over the bar at a very, very crucial time. If they'd have got a goal there, we were back into the mix again. And so, yeah, look, we've done a lot of. Tom Hennessy, our goalkeeping coach, has done a lot of work with Reeve on, you know, his communication with the defence and keeping them tight and talking to them and organising them. And he's doing it really, really well. And he's focusing on his own game. And his puck outs are excellent for us. You can see the way he was hitting the ball in the second half into the pocket. So, look, overall, we didn't play to the level we knew we can, but we done enough to win, and it's always nice to have work to improve.
But I mean, when you say you didn't play to the level you can, you still ran up 317. That's a fair score in any man's term.
Yeah, but, you know, again, we hit a lot of wides that we shouldn't have been hitting, particularly in the first half. But yeah, look, you're right, no, 317 any day is good scoring, but when you're playing at this level, to win things, you need to be hitting 25 plus points any day you go out. You know, I would say that's what the Ross or Roscommon and Donegal would have been hitting today. So, well, I'll take 317 the next day.